Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I've been asked a lot on what items of food we should take in when we're opening our fast, what types of food, how do we hydrate ourselves, what's the first thing we should eat when we are breaking our fast. So I spoke to on a podcast a few days ago, and I have the recording at the end of this talk, but I would focus on a few things. Okay, make sure you take in water before you even dive in and have a big meal, right? And if that liquid form means water or tea, watermelon juice, coconut juice, soup is probably ideal. Bone broth is amazing. Kefir is also great. Yogurt, plain yogurt is awesome. Milk. Make sure you quench your thirst before anything else, right? Then you can have the rest of the food. So in this talk, I'll be going over why it's important to drink water and what else that you need to take in that would be ideal for iftar. I hope you enjoy it.
Would you consider watermelon juice and coconut water for hydration as a good option?
Definitely. Watermelon juice and coconut water is definitely a good source of hydration. Now, if you have watermelons, can be on the sweet side, if depending on what season you were in, but for the most part it has a lot of water, and that's what you want to take in when you open your fast, right? So we haven't spoken about what foods we should take in when we do our iftar, but yes, those are great options.
Okay, so I guess you know the next question I was going to ask is what foods are good for iftar, and you know, which will make us not feel, because I know some people, and I've been in this situation before, you eat your favorite foods because you feel like you sacrificed the whole day and then you can't move after that. So maybe you can tell us how to avoid that.
So yeah, definitely. For iftar, when you want to open your fast, I know it's if you set your table and you put all your delicious, heavy and protein dense and your fried foods and all the things that you've been craving all day long, you're going to go and take them and start eating them first, right? But the problem is that 75% of Americans are dehydrated. And you add on top of that, that you're fasting and you haven't drank water for 16 plus hours, you're going to definitely be in that 75%, if not worse, right? So what you want to do is you don't want to set your table up with food first, right before suhoor. You want to take that 15 minutes instead, sit and make dua, right? Because that's the time that you get, your duas are accepted. And instead, just have, like Sister Tahira said, watermelon juice would be great. Coconut juice would be great as well, coconut water. I prefer something warm or hot. So I always have hot water or hot tea with a little bit of like cardamom or something to make it enjoyable, and I have it ready. And yes, we're always told that dates are good, but I prefer to hold the dates off towards the end as a treat to help you digest your food and balance your body. So I would focus on just drinking water. And like I said, if you want to make it taste better, you can put fruits the night before in your water, set them in the fridge so you get a little bit of a sweet taste to it, right? And you get the benefit of the fruits. But I highly recommend trying to get your body used to warm or hot water, no matter what temperature we're living at, because your body is really hot inside, and so you want to make it easy you want to be gentle on your stomach, right? First thing after opening a fast, so get in at least a cup of water before you head off to pray. And I don't recommend eating anything before you pray your maghrib, right? Take your time, pray your maghrib, allow your body to know that you had water inside, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, one third water, one third air, one third food. So even though our nafs, we want to our we want to listen to our nafs, and just our eyes are the first things that want to eat things. And if we allow that to happen, we will like stuff our face before Maghrib prayer. And then a couple of hours later, we'll feel horrible. So let's focus on taking the one third water in before Maghrib and even after Maghrib. So now you have 2 cups of water, right? Then you can sit down and calmly, you can focus. By that time, your body, ha like the messages have gone inside your stomach has interacted with your brain, and now you know that you are not going to grab the first thing you see. You're going to take your time. You're going to think about what you really want to eat. You're going to make good choices, not bad ones. And you're going to reach for things that are actually healthy for you. But you have to take that step and say, I will not eat anything before Maghrib. And even after Maghrib, I'm going to try to drink some more food, drink some more water or some beverage so that I can slowly ease my body into food, right? And then when we do start eating, it's good to focus on things that are gentle for your body, right? I would highly recommend bone broth or any sort of soup. Bone broth has a lot of amazing benefits that we can go on and on forever. And it's really easy to make at home, because I know that this is a huge fad among the non-Muslims. But when you go out there, you can't necessarily purchase a bone broth that they have, right? They don't sacrifice the same meat. So I don't know, when it's kind of iffy. Can we take the meat from the bone as well? So when you make your meal, whatever it is, and you have bones left over, you just throw them in a bag, toss them in the freezer, and then another time put them in your Instapot, set them for a slow cook for a day. You have the most amazing bone broth, ever, with the highest nutrition. So you could set that in your fridge and just warm it up. So bone broth is great. Filling up some sort of liquid, which whether it's milk or yogurt with chia seed, is also very incredibly rich in nutrients, right? These things that I'm suggesting is not something new. It's something that has been tried and tested. Even like the chia seeds, it's been around since the Mayan diets, right? And we know, and they have been, they've tutored their health for the benefit of from the benefit of these for centuries. And so why not learn from our ancestors, right? And instead of trying to create or a new wheel, which won't really help us, right? And then after having a little bit of soup or a little bit of liquid with chia seed or other things, then you can go on to fruits. And I know some people will feel like, well, what's a great way of taking in fruits? Smoothies are great because you can mix it up, fix it the way you like it, add in a natural sweetener if you want, put some almonds and nuts in there to keep you full. So then you can have your meal, whatever that is. By that time, you won't want to eat a huge meal. You'll have cravings, you'll satisfy your cravings, but you'll keep it small. And one of the really good tips, my teacher, Ustad Amara, may Allah bless her, she said, because I'm not a big fan of pakoras and samosas and fried stuff, but I know the Muslim community loves those things. You see them in the masjid, you see them everywhere. I would save that one. She said she would make sure that she would have one samosa or one pakora for each person. And after eating all these foods that are good for you, she would go for that one piece of samosa, one piece of pakora, because now you're treating yourself because you've done so well, not just through the fast, but in terms of opening your fast and taking care of your body. And this is not something that I've come up with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his hadith by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu who has narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two blessings in which people incur loss, which means that they allow it, they lose from it, they don't hold on to it. And it was, this was kind of like, I want to let you guys know so you don't do this, right? And these two things were good health and your time, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us good health. And it's our body and our health is an amana, right? And we want to hold on to that good health, and we want to take care of it because we're going to be responsible. We're going to be accountable for it. Just like if we were to treat our friend or our spouse oppressively, we're going to be asked about it, right? Same thing with our body. If we abuse our body, because it didn't come abused, it came perfect and beautiful, and worked really amazing. If you look at the body and how it works, you're just amazed by the creation. You automatically know that there's a Lord. But if we abuse it, we're also going to be accountable. We're also going to have to answer to Allah for not taking care of it. It's an amana. So the two things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us of incurring loss was time and health. So when we're fasting, let's not abuse our body when we're opening our fast and we're breaking our fast and eating our iftar. Let's continue to worship Allah through opening our fast, right?
Yeah, jazakallah khair. That's a good reminder. And I think I know you mentioned about you know, not breaking with dates, and I think that stood out for me because it's a sunnah, and I thought maybe it was good. I don't love dates, but I eat it because it's a sunnah. So I wondered, is that maybe because, and I know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said we can break with water. So yeah. Sometimes I think also people take like it's sunnah food, so you have to have it. But if it's almost like, I know some people, they can't even eat dates because it affects them. So it's like, it's almost like a guide, right? But if it doesn't go with maybe your digestive system, and we never know why, right? It's not like we're doing anything wrong. I just wanted to ask you that question because I feel like that might be something.
Yeah, no, really great question. So when in terms of dates, so if we lived in a time where we didn't have a lot of food, right? We didn't have a lot of rich food. We didn't always eat. We weren't overweight. We needed the amazing nutrients and vitamins and minerals and great stuff that dates offers, because dates are one of those amazing things that you need in your diet. But, and it helps us digest things. It's great for our eyes. It's great for our memory. It's great for our bones. It's great for a lot of things. Dates are amazing treats to have. But like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one date, right? Or open it with a date. What do? We have a couple of dates, and then we eat our food, and then we have sugary treats, and then we have more dates, right? So dates are great, but our diet is not, we're not the healthiest people in the world, and our diet is not the best diet or the ideal diet for our body, right? We can still have our date. How about we use it as a dessert towards the end? How about we use it to help us digest our food? I am a total advocate for having one or two dates a day, as long as you don't have diabetes, as long as you don't have some sort of yeast infection, as long as you don't have some sort of health issue that will actually harm, you know, the date will harm you, and you could avoid that and have something else instead, right? So it depends on your health issues and where you are. If you want to get the most out of fasting, and you want to be able to detox and take out the toxins that you've incurred for decades, then avoiding something that might just add on to the sugar load, because it's 60 grams of sugar per date. It's not a bad thing to avoid it. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I remember a time he offered dates to everyone, but he told Ali radiallahu anhu to avoid it. and not take it because he was not feeling well. So if you know, you should know yourself, and you should know, is this going to really harm me? Is this going to help me? Am I going to stop at one or two, or am I going to continue to do it? That's the most important thing, right?
Wow, that was a good clarification.
So just to recap, what you want to do when you open your iftar is that you want to hydrate yourself. Number one, water. Warm water is gentle for the body. Two, soup, bone broth, amazing. Three, kefir, yogurt, milk, any of these stuff with chia seeds. Four, oatmeal with fruits, seeds, and nuts. That's fulfilling as well, and it's gentle on the stomach and keeps you regulated. Five, steamed vegetable, because that's gentle on your stomach as well. So if you choose these things, make sure you take in some water, but then choose these gentle foods after the water. You're good to go. Your body will be happy and pleased with you. And this fasting won't be so difficult on you, and you will see that you're feeling better as the days go by. Then you could ease in to having whatever you want. Is it pakora? Is it a piece of meat? Is it some chicken and fries? Is it rice? That's fine. But by then, you will have taken in the larger amount that your body will be happy with, and then the small amount of food that you want to kind of eat because you love it because of pleasure, right? It just tastes so good. So inshallah, these tips help and are not so confusing. And I pray that your fasting goes great, and that you not only fast, but you gain all the health benefits because you are opening your fast. You're eating the foods that your body actually needs for iftar, and you are going through this huge detox that at the end of 28, 30 days, you will have regenerated yourselves, and you will have become a totally healthier person. And that's the main reason why we need to focus on what we're eating. So God bless you guys. Have a wonderful fast. Keep us all in your du'as. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for our Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.